Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, today is apparently Cyber Monday in much the same way that Friday was Black Friday. So black means good, at least in the US, where the idea came from in the first place. Catherine Jansen-Boyd is a consumer psychologist with Anglia Ruskin University and is hopefully on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
So if we could start, if you could tell us what makes us crave a bargain?
Well, what tends to happen when we think that we actually get a bargain is that we get an adrenaline rush. So this is actually physiological. So part of our brain is stimulated when we think we're making the right kind of decisions. So the fact that we're experiencing physical excitement means that people kind of seek this out because it satisfies you. It's almost like a sort of a drug, effectively.
Okay, that makes so much sense to me. I know exactly what you mean. I was in the shops on Friday and I was looking at one bag and I was just hoping that there'd be a 10% discount tag on it, and there wasn't, and I didn't buy it. So do events such as Black Friday and Cyber Monday make us want to participate in the whole thing of seeking out that bargain?
Yes, it absolutely does. So what tends to happen, it doesn't matter whether it's Cyber Monday or Black Friday, it's all the sales. People actually have a fear of missing out. So because we have a fear of missing out, we hear that it's 50% off, final chance, you know, it's only for a day as yep. Cyber Monday. And we feel compelled, just in the eventuality that we otherwise don't get the feel-good factor, to actually go off and try to find a bargain. And what's interesting is this is despite that often we know that the bargains perhaps aren't as good as we would like them to be.
Yeah, that's fascinating, isn't it? So would you say, like, have the marketers themselves, the marketeers, have they got more canny about this whole thing of ours?
Yes. So there's a good build-up to it so that we are aware that this is going on. And often, even though Black Friday isn't just Black Friday anymore, it's across a period of time. It's usually the whole week leading up to Black Friday. Some Cyber Monday, of course, therefore blends together with Black Friday. They kind of market Cyber Monday as this is the one day of the year when you can get this. And we keep getting all these emails in our inboxes, and we see adverts, and they keep saying, it's only one day. If you don't get online that day, you are going to miss out. So they do hype it up, and they know that the lead up is particularly important because people need a bit of time to process whether or not they're going to engage in it. So if the emails were to come into your inbox on the very same day, it's not actually allowing people enough time to realise, oh, I might be missing out. So they have a certain lead up to it.
Do you know, I was just thinking that, I mean, I know, you know, when I was much younger, the January sales was a real thing to, it was the most exciting thing after Christmas. But since then, I feel like there are sales almost like mid-season sales, end of summer sales. Now we've got the Black Friday sales and the January sales. It's kind of odd because there's so many opportunities to get a 20% off now, but we all still seem to go crazy for that one day.
Yes, so it's interesting. Of course, in the past with the January sales, it was a genuine attempt of actually shedding stock that the shops didn't want to have anymore. That's no longer the case. So what tends to happen is that they spread various things across the year to bump their sales instead, because they know that people do like the sales. So even though we know that it happens across the year, there will be certain days, of course, that we will really buy into. And whether or not people seek out the other sales usually depend on the marketing that comes with them. So sometimes the midsummer sales is probably the sales that work the less well, just because people are away. They usually don't read their emails as much and so forth, and therefore they don't engage as well with them. But of course, this time of year, everybody's in work mode, they've got their email access, they keep seeing the messages. So it also depends on how accessible consumers are in terms of communication at which part of the year, whether or not they are successful. And of course, post-Christmas sales are always going to work because they're almost like a tradition. People got the Christmas money, then they want to go off and spend them. And a good way to spend them, of course, is to buy something they think is a bargain.
Catherine, this is Julian here. Morning to you. I'm wondering, do all these things make us buy any more, or is it just simply displacing sales, which might have, Lucy mentioned, the January sales, and we might have bought something in January, and now we're just buying it earlier on because of these 2 days, Cyber Monday and Black Friday, which have, I say, appeared out of the United States.
Well, so yes, it does make us buy more because the sales fill different functions. Of course, retailers haven't just come up with dates randomly. So we know by adopting this sort of the idea of Cyber Monday and Black Friday from the United States, we can now boost the Christmas sales. So Christmas sales went down a few years ago in the UK, and this is why this was then brought in from the States. And we know that people shop for different reasons. So this particular sale, yes, they might buy something for themselves and they see it as an early Christmas present, but they also buy Christmas presents for others. So they think that they're actually getting a bargain in regards to the Christmas presents that they're going to hand out at Christmas. Post-Christmas sales, of course, fills a different function because it's about you spending the money that you got and then you're treating yourself more. So yes, absolutely, it increases sales. And it's very strategic in the way they're placed. Equally, you've got the mid-season sale at spring that, again, is placed in a position so that we know that people are more likely to buy, because otherwise that would be a dead part of the season, so to speak.
I see. So obviously, one of the other things that has exploded is a completely different thing recently, is the shopping online experience. A lot of people are doing that now. So would you say, do we feel something different when we're shopping online and getting that bargain to doing it in person?
It is a different experience, but in terms of getting an adrenaline rush, it's actually the same if we think we're getting a bargain. What is quite interesting, what the sales online often don't tell you, is that we might have a very good number in regards to how much they're selling, but what they never really discuss is the amount of returns from online shopping.
Yes.
So part of the problem is that when you can't feel something physically, you don't know for certain whether you're going to like it or not, unless it's something that doesn't actually matter in regards to physical contact. So last year, for an example, with online sales for clothes, there was something like 45% were actually sent back. And that's a very high figure compared to actually physically buying them. You got a return rate of about between 7 and 10%.
Right.
So there's a real difference. And of course, the figures don't divulge that kind of information, which means that people often make purchases online that they do regret.
I see. Fascinating stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks very much indeed, Catherine, for speaking to us this morning.
And thank you for having me
on. Thank you.
Pleasure. Catherine Jansen-Boyd, a consumer psychologist with Anglia Ruskin University. That was absolutely fascinating.
Very much so.
Cambridge Breakfast, at Cam Breakfast on Facebook, if you want to sign up, like, whatever you do. What do you do with the Facebook? You just like it, don't you, is what you do with the Facebook page.
Give the old thumbs up.
Thank you very much for your company this morning. For me, Julian Clover.
And for me, Lucy Milazzo.
Top of the morning. Good morning.
And we'll be back tomorrow at 7.
So we had Black Friday last week, Cyber Monday today. What's tomorrow?
Online Returns Tuesday.